You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, guys? So let's try this again. It looks like I had an unstable connection, but I was going to record a podcast and I figured why not hop on Facebook Live as well and kind of get two for the price of one, so to speak. So yesterday I launched the Storage Wins Beta Small Group Coaching Program, which I'm really, really excited about. And one of the things that I spoke about in a lot more detail that I'll probably share on here, but I want to give you enough information so that if you're not in a position where you can really dive into storage, get coached, learn the business so that you can ultimately get a deal and have more time freedom, I want to start sharing with you and providing content that can help you get in the business that so that at least you know what to look for. And so what I want to focus on in this particular training is how to choose and pick the right market when it comes to your storage acquisition efforts. So one of the great things about storage and what really attracted me to that particular asset class, and one of the many reasons I transitioned from single family houses after doing that for almost 17 years over to storage about 3.5 years ago, was that the business can mainly be automated, right? A lot of what we do when it comes to our leases being signed, when it comes to the auction process, like so much of this business can be automated, how we collect payments, how we manage the facility. So a large majority of it is automated and it can be run from anywhere in the world, right? If you have a cell phone, if you have a laptop or a computer, you can pretty much run and operate a storage facility. People think that you need to be able to touch it and feel it, that it's got to be in your backyard. And that's just not the case. So what I want to do on this training is share with you the three key factors that I look for when it comes to picking and choosing a market as it relates to finding and potentially acquiring or purchasing a self-storage facility. So one of the things that I want to just come right out of the gate and share with you is that my particular strategy when it comes to storage is I don't look for storage in big major markets. Like as an example, I live in Miami. I've been involved in storage, like I said, 3.5, almost 4 years, and I've never spent a minute of looking for storage in Miami. Why? So when you're talking about big metropolitan cities, that's where a lot of the big box retailers and the big box stores that are owned by REITs, real estate investment trusts, they own the public storages, the Cube Smarts, the Extra Space. Like we're not competing on price and the class of facility in those markets, right? We are looking for markets, secondary and tertiary markets that have a population size of anywhere between 5,000 and 75,000 people on average. One of the things that I shared and I highlighted on yesterday's Storage Wins coaching call was that a lot of what I share is a rule of thumb. I have quite a few friends that have facilities in towns of 3,000-4,000 people, and they do very, very well. And as an example, on the complete opposite side of the spectrum, my very first storage facility in Mississippi has over 100,000 people in that market. So when I say look for secondary and tertiary markets that have a population of 5,000 people all the way up to 75,000 people, it's a general rule of thumb. It gives you a starting point of where you can focus your efforts. By the way, in this video, I'll share with you two or three free resources that you can just go online and you can start to check out, like, how do you start to figure out if the market checks the boxes that I'm going to share for you today? So that's the very first thing, right? Is I'm not looking at big cities. I'm looking at smaller secondary, tertiary markets, 5,000 to 75,000 population. And then the very next thing I look for as it relates to population is the population increasing over time? Or is it declining over time? So I'll share with you the first resource. If you guys go to census.gov, let me just double check. I'm pretty certain that's the site. Yeah, census.gov. That's the United States Census Bureau website. In the top right corner, at least at the time of this recording, there's a search data, events, resources, and more box. So right in there, you can just go ahead and type in a particular city and state that you're interested in just checking out some demographic information. So on there, it's going to give you a wealth of information. Population is one of those things. It'll give you two population numbers. It'll give you the population as of 3-4 years ago, maybe, and then it'll give you the population as of this year, the year before, the year prior. And you want to compare those two numbers, right? Did it increase from 2020 to 2023, or did it decrease as far as population? Now, here's a caveat. Just because the market is decreasing doesn't mean you should completely discard it, right? One of the things that I shared on yesterday's coaching program call was that think of yourself when it comes to storage as like, think of a big puzzle, right? And you're collecting all these pieces of the puzzle and you're starting to kind of segment the corners and you're starting to segment the ones that look the same. What we're doing here when we're looking at storage is we're trying to get all these pieces of the puzzle to paint a picture and to tell a story. So just because one piece doesn't fit, it doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't continue to try to put this puzzle together. Now, if you have multiple pieces that don't fit, then that's a completely different story. But one of those things that I like to look for is ideally, I want to be in a storage market where the population is increasing. Now, I've made the mistake. My very first deal, I purchased in a market where the population is doing the exact opposite. It's decreasing. Not only did I violate my first rule, but I violated the second, which I'll share with you here in a moment. And we're still going to do well on that particular facility, right? So, but if I had to choose, I would be in a market where the population is increasing. Ideally, you want to try to put yourself in the path of progress, right? Are there jobs coming in? Is there development happening? By the way, that's a tip I'm going to share with you at the end of this video when it comes to development. That's super, super important. And I'll share with you a resource that you guys can check to make sure that you're not putting yourself in a rough spot. So that's the first thing, population, 5,000 to 75,000 people. Population, you want to see it increasing, not decreasing. The third thing I look at is household median income, right? I like to be in markets where the household median income is above $50,000 a year. Ideally, if I can get above $60,000, even better. Again, one of the markets that I first bought a facility in, it was about half of that. And the reason that that can be a problem is because you're going to run into collection issues. You're going to have more delinquencies, more past dues. Now, that does present an opportunity because one of the great things about storage is that there's built-in profit centers. One of those profit centers for us is late fee income. So we probably collect on one facility $1,100 to $1,200 a month just in late fees. So that's a pretty cool profit center that happens as a result of people paying late. But again, you don't want to be in a market where the household median income is $28,000, $29,000 because as you try to push the market rates up, you could potentially run into some resistance, right? So while a $5 or $10 a month rate raise for you might not be a lot of money, for somebody whose median household income is $28,000, $29,000, $30,000, that could present an issue. So you want to try to avoid poorer markets or markets where the economics aren't exactly where you'd like them to be. So again, I like to be 50,000 and up, ideally over 60,000. Again, so let's just do a quick recap. We've talked about not being in big metropolitan cities like a Miami, like a Vegas, like a Los Angeles, right? That's where the REITs, the public storages of the world, that's where they operate. We like to look at markets that are smaller where you're not going to see a public storage. If you're evaluating a market that does have, maybe expand out on Google Maps and start to look at the outer area. Because one of the things that you have to understand about storage is that it's very focused in an area, right? So generally speaking, when people rent storage, they're looking at within a 5, maybe a 7 mile radius, right? People aren't driving 45 minutes to go store their stuff in a facility that's 15 miles away. That just doesn't make a lot of sense. Usually people are staying within a 5, max 7 mile radius. So that's one of the things you have to understand about storage. So census.gov is a free resource and website that I like to go to check out some of this demographic information. I also like when it comes to cities and population, obviously just leverage Google. city-data.com is one that I really like. But if you just go to Google and you put in city, state by population, city-data will usually come out at the top. And then there's another one out there that's pretty common. I'm forgetting the name right now. Now, one of the things I mentioned earlier was development. Now, there's a tool called Radius Plus, radiusplus.com. Heads up, I think when you establish an account, you get 5 free credits, which I want to say a credit is an hour. So you might have 5 hours. They may have changed that. After that, you have to pay per credit unless you open up a different email account and you have a different phone number. That's just kind of a pro tip right there. But Radius Plus is a tool that I like to go into whenever I think I'm going to make an offer on a facility and I want to check out the competition. I want to check out the supply index, which is basically the square foot per capita. It tells you how much supply and demand there is in a given area. So that's kind of a bonus tip right there is when we're looking at markets, This isn't the first thing we're doing, but when we start to evaluate an opportunity, a storage facility that we think we might want to send an offer and move forward on, we want to know what the supply index is, right? So within a 5-mile radius, how many net rentable square feet of storage is available for every person that's there? So we take the population, we divide it by the total net rentable square footage in that 5-mile radius, and that will give you the supply index number. Again, I want to highlight and stress, this is a rule of thumb. It's not the end all be all. Ideally, you want that number to be below 8, right? The supply index, you want it to be the lower, the better. The lower that number is, that just means that you have a lot more demand for storage than you have supply. As storage owner operators, like, that's the position we want to be in. We want to be in a market where there's a lot of people that are looking for storage and that need space, but there's not a lot of square footage out there. So that's super, super important that as you're looking at opportunities and you're evaluating deals, that you understand and know what the supply index number is, otherwise known as the square foot per capita. Radius Plus can instantly give you that number. Otherwise, it's a pretty manual process to kind of measure all the facilities in a 5-mile radius and then do the math relative to the population. The bonus tip that I wanted to give you before I hop off here is within Radius Plus, there's a section there that says active pipeline. Well, that will tell you is there new construction for storage facilities happening at that given time? In other words, are you about to put an offer on a facility? Are you about to buy a facility in a particular market? And you think there's X number of square feet in that market, but what you don't know is that at some point in the near future, 100 or 130,000 additional net rentable square feet of storage is coming into that space. That's going to increase your supply index number. That means that now you have a lot more supply than potentially you have for demand. So one of the things you really, really need to look after is there an active pipeline? If you don't have access to Radius Plus, you can probably find out with the county or the city. If you go to the building department, find out if there's anybody building storage in that particular market, and just something you want to know going into Eyes Wide Open. You don't want to close on a facility and then all of a sudden you have a competitor 2 miles away that just added 70,000 net rentable square feet, right? Like, that could affect your ability to lease up, raise rates, which is ultimately going to have an impact on your net operating income, your bottom line. So with that being said, guys, if you want to find out more information about the Storage Wins small beta group coaching program that I just launched, head over to storagewins.com, storagewins.com. We'll set up a quick call. I'll let you know what that looks like, what's involved, and would love to potentially have you if it's a fit. If I think it's a fit, you'll get an invite. And if not, I'll politely and kindly tell you that I love you, but it's not a fit. So with that being said, guys, have an incredible day. Reach out if you need anything, if I can serve or support you in any way. And I really look forward to connecting with you on another podcast and another live. Have a great one. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend, or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.